being just this moment, compassion's way. Being just this moment is as this moment is. As this moment is experiencing just as you, the world, are. The simplicity of Zazening is experiencing. Nothing extra that we need, nothing that is other than our life this moment. And yet, the difficulty of Zazening is experiencing. The difficulty is because we are in the midst of, if I use such words, of habits, of picking, choosing habits, of habits in the stream of this world reality right now, this bodily reality, this body-mind world, and especially the thoughts, feelings, beliefs that seem to us an important part of making decisions, functioning, reacting to this body-mind world as is. That's why when the Buddha speaks in the Bahīya Sutra, he emphasizes that the issue isn't the hearing, seeing, feeling, cognizing. It's the therein regarding the hearing, seeing, thinking. It's the thereby that we add on regarding what we hear, regarding seeing, in other words, what we see. Of course, we add on we, I am seeing, I am hearing, what I think or I feel. It's the therefore, and though it's unstated, we, out of habit, out of cause and effect that we don't have to figure out but seems natural to us, the therein, thereby, therefore, or as we say it, the self-centered way of functioning, the self-centered feelings, thoughts, etc., that seem as significant as hearing, seeing, cognizing, as significant in enabling us to choose amongst what this moment, this stream of moment, body, mind, world is. Choose and react to. And that's where we have the opportunity, especially when we're doing formal Zazen, but also throughout our life. Once we start becoming familiar with that process, we can start noticing, seeing, and even choosing what we hold on to, or what we, when we find ourselves holding on to, release in being present. Not think about, not try to figure out or make more rules, but simply release as this life as it is moment. This moment that allows us, that teaches us what's where, how, we're adding on therein, thereby, therefores to, in the midst of this ongoing changing that we call impermanence. In the midst of living a life of not to, or not self world, or not self other world, we get to notice how we hold to or believe or live based on what we think we are, how you feel you are or are not, much less how you should be or shouldn't be, how others should or shouldn't be. See, that's the opportunity to notice where we make difficulty in this perfect way by our picking and choosing. Not in order to add a judgment, but simply to start and continue being familiar with the choosing, picking as it's going on so that we can acknowledge it and then do what's skillful. Because once and ongoing, once and many times we start noticing the picking and choosing, then it need not run us, but we get to make the effort if there's an effort needed. Once we start seeing it for what it is, then this picking and choosing, this therefore I should do that, thereby he is like that, therein she is such and such, they are, and all that we add on to this world to reinforce self, other, I'm right, they're wrong, they're right, I'm wrong, and what we believe about that. Of course there's right or wrong. Is it raining out? Oh, I don't think so, but, oh, you were outside and it was raining? Good. Okay, I know it's raining out. But if we get caught up in, why is it raining? I planned it. It wasn't supposed to be. Oh, this means I have to do all of that. Then, unless we see that, we miss this moment. Unless we be this experiencing, despite it being there, it ceases. So, please enjoy this spring day that you have. Enjoy this life moment, moment life that you are. Be the paradise of this moment. Of course, paradise and hell aren't too different except how we live. Be this experiencing and release and cease to be blinded by the self-centered caughtness that arises. Thank you.